It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton.
Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. We'll have your final four picks coming up in the final segment of this show, but right now, we're joined by Tony Paul, national baseball writer for the Detroit News. Tony, thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem.
Tony, the first thing I want to ask you as we get going here, I look at the bottom half of this lineup for the Tigers, 6-9. I'm not terribly impressed. Are you happy with this, or do you think that it needs a lot of improvement?
Well, I don't think anybody's jumping up and down about it. With Inge and Peralta, it's not great. But there's potential down there. There's guys that can hit 20 home runs and drive in some runs. But those guys are what they are. They're not gonna wow you every day. But they can contribute a little bit too. So it's not great. But is it enough with the rest of the lineup to score a few runs? Yeah, I think so.
Let's stick right there. What can we expect from those guys?
Well, I mean, you look at it. I mean, you can expect from Inge, you're going to get a lot of strikeouts, and you're going to get 20 home runs and 70 RBIs. Peralta is a little bit trickier. I'm not sure what you're going to expect from him. His bat has looked pretty slow in the spring. Now, I don't know what you can judge from the spring, whether that's a fair assessment or not. But it hasn't looked great this spring, and he's not quite the productive hitter that he was. So. I'm not sure exactly what you're going to get from him. And then who else is down there? I think Avila's down there, and he's the key too. Because if he doesn't produce, then you're going to have to use Victor Martinez at catcher quite a bit too, and then you lose a little bit defensively. So he's a big key. I think you're going to see him have a pretty good year. He showed a little sign of it last year, but I think he's going to have a good year. And then who's the other one down there? Rayburn. I think Rayburn's going to have a good year. A lot of people overlook him. You look at his numbers the last couple of years, he hasn't played full-time, but his numbers have been very good. I think given the shot to be the full-time left fielder, he can put up some big numbers. So I think he's actually going to be a promising bright spot of the team this year. So, but you never know. I mean, those four down there, it's going to be iffy.
Tony Paul, national baseball writer for the Detroit News, joining us on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Let's talk about Victor Martinez for a second. Do you feel like his power numbers are going to go down a whole lot now that he's playing at Comerica, or is it going to be minimal drops?
Well, I don't think they're going to go up. He's never played well at Comerica Park, and he's played quite a few games there, being a former member of the Indians. I don't think they're going to go up, obviously, but I don't know if they're going to drop too much. I don't think they need him to be this huge power threat, though, either. I think that he's... He's going to be a gap guy. He's going to find a lot of the gaps there at the big left center and big right center. So I think that's kind of what they got him for. I don't think they need him to hit 30 home runs. They got another guy that can do that. So he's going to hit for average. He's going to hit 300, right around there. But he's not going to hit more than 20, 22 home runs, I don't think.
Is he the answer to protect Miguel Cabrera?
I don't think it's a protection enough. And I didn't think that I thought that from the beginning that it wasn't enough. Victor Martinez is a very good hitter, but Victor Martinez is not a hitter that you look at and, you're scared to pitch to. Whereas Adam Dunn, for instance, the Tigers had talked about him. You look at Adam Dunn behind Miguel Cabrera, and all of a sudden you have to think a little bit because Adam Dunn can, really make you pay for pitching around Cabrera. He's got potentially 40 home runs. But the Tigers went a different direction. They had Adam Dunn as their backup plan if they didn't get Victor Martinez. So, Ozzie Guillen, we talked to Ozzie Guillen at the winter meetings in December and asked him about Victor Martinez and protecting Miguel Cabrera, and he made it perfectly clear that Victor Martinez is a very good major league hitter, but Victor Martinez is not going to make them change how they pitch to Miguel Cabrera. So I don't think it's enough. I think Miguel Cabrera is still going to walk a lot, but that's just how I see it playing out.
Tony Paul, national baseball writer for the Detroit News, joining us here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Tony, it came out this week that Rimes is going to be the starting second baseman, probably bat in the two hole. How do you like that decision?
Well, I think it's the right decision right now. The guy hit 304 last year, so you have to look at that, and you have to reward that. And 300 in major leagues, and significant at bats. I mean, not 500 at bats or anything, but Yeah, he's decent defensively. He's got a little bit of speed, which the Tigers don't have a lot of speed. So I think it was the right move. I think Scott Sizemore is probably the second baseman of the future, but they don't know that he's ready. If his bat's, they don't think his bat's come around yet. Danny Worth, I don't think is ready to be an everyday major leaguer. And Carlos Guillen obviously isn't healthy. But when Carlos Guillen gets back, he'll probably be the second baseman if he can stay healthy. But Rimes hit .304, so I think that's a wise move. And hitting second, I think it's good. You got a little bit of speed. You got a guy that can put the ball in play, move Austin Jackson over when he gets on base. So I think it's the right move.
How long until Carlos Guillen is back?
Who knows? I don't know that it'll be anytime soon. It could. There are people that don't even think he's going to play at all this year. You never know with Carlos Guillen. He's going to start the season on the disabled list, and the Tigers don't like to talk about it. Jim Leland doesn't like to talk about when Carlos Guillen's going to get back. So who knows? It could be 2 weeks. It could be, middle of summer.
Tony Paul, Detroit News, joining us. Tony, let's move over to pitching. What do you think is stronger, the starting rotation or the relief for the Detroit Tigers?
The rotation, I think, is considerably better. The top two, you're going to be hard-pressed to find two guys that can be as dominant as Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer can be. Now, you got a little bit of question mark there, though. How is Rick Porcello going to bounce back? Can he find the sink? Can he find that slider and get some movement? But I think you're going to see a little bit better year from him. Phil Koch, I think, could be a very good fourth starter. He's got three good pitches. He's not throwing as hard as he's used to, so that's a little bit of a concern. But if Brad Penny stays healthy, he's a steal for a fifth starter. They only paid him $3 million. So I think you got the makings of a very good rotation. Now, I also think you have a very good bullpen, but I think there are a lot more question marks back there. I think, Jose Valverde, had his hiccup down the stretch last year. Apparently it was health-related. And you got Benoit, who I think is going to have a good year. He was dominant in Tampa Bay last year, but he also missed all of 2009. He's had some injury problems. You obviously don't have this Zamaya to start the season. He's going to be on the DL again. Ryan Perry's good, but he's still young. Daniel Schlereth has never been an everyday, lefty out of the bullpen. He's going to be back there. So I think you got a lot of question marks. I think the arms down there are very good. They got serious arms down there. The guys throw really hard. But I'm not sure you don't really know what you're going to get. And bullpen is always the most unpredictable commodity in baseball anyway. You can have a great bullpen 1 year, and the same guys come back next year and get lit up. So it's so unpredictable. So right now, I'd be more comfortable with the starting pitching, at least the top three.
With those last two, say something happens in the starting rotation, who's the next person in?
Galarraga. Oh, wait, they traded him. not really sure who the next one is. They don't have a lot of depth. I was surprised that they dumped Galarraga as quick as they did, knowing that Phil Koch has not been a starter in the major leagues, knowing that Brad Penny has had some health issues over the last couple of seasons. So I was surprised that they basically gave Galarraga to Arizona. I'm not sure if there was something more to that, because it seemed a little quick to me. After that, who is it? Enrique Gonzalez, is he going to be your emergency starter? I think you're going to see Jacob Turner at some point this season, because you just don't make it through a major league season with your five guys making all your starts. It just doesn't happen. You're going to have some injuries. You're going to have some rainouts. You're going to have some doubleheaders. So I think you're going to see Jacob Turner, and he may be the first guy they turn to.
Tony Paul, Detroit News, joining us. Tony, looking broader at the AL Central, I want you to answer two questions for me. What team has the best starting rotation? What team has the best lineup top to bottom?
Okay, the lineup top to bottom is the Twins. I don't have any hesitation with that. Morneau's back, but even if Morneau's not back, that lineup is just so good, top to bottom. They manufacture runs. They do things the right way. They have guys in the lineup who can hit for power. They got guys who get in the lineup who hit the gaps, and they got guys in the lineup who move people over and just have smart at-bats. So top to bottom, they got Morneau and Maurer and Kadire and Kubel and Delman Young and Jim Thome's off their bench. It's just a phenomenal, phenomenal lineup. So I think that the White Sox lineup is very good, too. Obviously, Adam Dunn is good for them. But they also, they got some guys in there that they're not sure of either. And then the Tigers, as we mentioned, the bottom four is going to be a little hit or miss. So the Twins, to me, are far and away the best offense in the division. Starting pitching, it's not the Twins. Their starting pitching is pretty weak. It's between the Tigers and the White Sox, and I guess if you're going to go top to bottom, it'd be the White Sox. If you're going to go, if you're going to go top three, it's the Tigers. But if you're going to go top to bottom with, you know, Mark Burley and Gavin Floyd and John Danks and Edwin Jackson, now they don't know what's going on with Jake Peavy yet. They say that he might now be out until May, but they have a couple other options, including a young lefty named Chris Sale, who throws about 99 miles an hour, who might join the rotation. They haven't decided that he's going to get it over, you know, over somebody else with Peavy out. But top to bottom, they're the best rotation. The Tigers, I think, have more potential, but there's a couple unknowns there. So,
Tony, what's the biggest thing to happen for the Tigers to come out and win the AL Central?
Oh, that's a good question. They're going to have to get production from those guys in the bottom of the lineup. Alex Avila is going to have to catch 100 games, and if he catches 100 games, that means he's going to be hitting about 260 with some power. They're going to need Rayburn to keep the left fielder's job and to be the guy. So I think it's going to be the lineup, because I think they're going to be pretty good from the top part of the lineup. And Austin Jackson, Will Rimes, and Maglio, I think, is going to have a good year, and Cabrera and Martinez. I think you're pretty solid there, but I think they're going to have to get serious production from those guys in the bottom of the lineup to do it. I think that the Tigers have enough in the bullpen. They got the good arms down there, and we talked that it's a little unpredictable. But if they have the arms down there and they have the arms in the rotation, but if they need to get something from the bottom four of the lineup, I mean, that's almost half your lineup. That's a little bit unsettling. So I think that that's the key for them.
Tony Paul, national baseball writer for the Detroit News with us. Tony, before we let you go, I need a prediction for the AL Central and a prediction for your World Series champ.
Okay, I just made these for the paper the other day. The AL Central, I'm going with the White Sox. I just think the White Sox don't have any major holes. They're a pretty balanced team. They got good arms in the bullpen with Matt Thornton, and they added Jesse Crane from the Twins. They got good arms down there. They got a top to bottom, a very dependable rotation. They know what they're going to get out of that, and their offense has the potential to be pretty good, you know, with the addition of Adam Dunn behind Paul Konerko. I just think there's fewer questions about the White Sox, so I think that they're going to win. The Twins have issues with the rotation and the bullpen. They lost a ton of their relievers, and the Tigers have a little bit of a problem in the bullpen, and they're not quite sure what they're going to get from those last two spots in the rotation. So I think that because they have less questions, the White Sox win. I think that all three teams will be within five games of the lead on September 1st, which is nothing unusual in this division. And in the World Series, it's such a crapshoot. I'm never good at predicting that stuff. But I'm going to say the Red Sox in the American League, just because of the additions that they made. They're such a good team now. If they stay healthy, I think that they're going to win the American League. And I like Atlanta to win the National League. They got some very underrated starting pitching. They got some good offense now with the addition of Ugla. So I'm going Atlanta in the National League, Red Sox in the American League, and the Red Sox to win it all.
So refreshing to hear somebody not pick the Phillies. Tony, we appreciate it, man. You have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, Tony Paul, national baseball writer for the Detroit News. Very good stuff. When we come back, we'll have your final four picks. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.